Welcome, everyone, to tonight's More Success team Zoom call. I'm excited about the call this tonight. Want to do a quick reminder that tonight at midnight, the Triple T PC Pro push ends. So if you're right there on the cusp of one of those bonus levels, that extra, you know, just PC Pro tonight, that's an extra $150. If you double that, $240. If you triple it, $360. So a lot of extra cash on the line for you guys tonight. So make sure you, if you haven't closed that out, or you got team members right there on the edge, encourage them to get that taken care of before midnight tonight. So as soon as this call is over, we got a little over 3 hours to knock that out. With that being said, I want to give a quick shout out to one of the top recruiters in the company last week on the team, Mr. Kyle Freelich out of the great state of Oregon. Congratulations, Kyle, for that. Quite a feat. I think we're going to have a lot of people on there this next week's edition because I know you guys are going to close tonight out with an absolute bang. But congratulations, Kyle. Great job there. The top producer list was out. Number four in all of Legal Shield out of the great state of Utah, Nicole Romali. So congratulations, Nicole. And number 10 in all of Legal Shield, once again, week after week, month after month after month, Ms. Cheryl Ann and John Degatta out of the great state of Georgia. So congratulations, Cheryl, for always leading by example there. I want to wish you a happy belated birthday. I know you turned 27 yesterday, so congratulations and happy birthday to you. But, you know, to kind of get things kicked off in right tonight, you know, with everything going on, it's an honor and it's a privilege to have this person join us just to share some insight, to share some nuggets with you guys. Because this is a person that's made in excess of $1 million in this company. It is a six-figure ring earner in Legal Shield, has a tremendous book of residual income, but just because of circumstances hasn't slowed down. As a matter of fact, week after week after week is always at the top in the entire company as far as production. Her teammates, her team members are in the top of the company week after week. And, you know, recruiting is exploding in their organization. So right now, I want to turn it over for a few minutes and just for her to share some insight and really give her congratulations. So Ms. Cheryl Ann Degatta, take it away. You're muted. Unmute yourself.
Can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me? Good. Good, good. Yes, yes. Good. Well, I just wanted to thank you, Jeremy, for having me on the call and Stephanie. And, you know, I kind of gave it some thought. I know I'm just going to speak for a few minutes, but, you know, I've been with Legal Shield and Prepaid for the last 16 years. And like so many of us, things are just not the norm anymore. And some things in our life have totally changed. And when you got into the business, I always told all my people all the time, you know what, you got to get it in your head to be able to really get it in your heart. And that means digest all your information before you got it in your heart. And as COVID hit and this coronavirus, things are so unnormal now for so many of us. And we're all floundering around. And that really could be our reason or our excuse. Back in March, things changed for me, you know, drastically. I got a phone call one day, and March 11th will be a day I'll always remember. Got a telephone call, and my mom passed away. And that was before COVID was really, really out there. People were talking about it. They weren't closing nursing homes. And she lived here in Georgia. And the reason I'm telling you the story is because life for you is changing a lot. A lot of you have family members in nursing homes. A lot of you are working from home right now with children's and dogs barking and not being able to socialize. And you get to a point in your life that no matter what happens is we are, whether you be the group side or whether you be the networking side, we are a people relationship business. And when our doors shut down, we were kind of like, oh my God, what do we do? And I did go through some phases. I it was very hard when you lose a parent, especially a mom. You know, you lose them on a Wednesday. You're flying them back to Connecticut on a Thursday. You're sliding back into Connecticut from Atlanta on a Saturday, bearing on a Sunday, and then flying back. And then you wake up Monday and COVID's here. And what do you do? What do you do when you sit there and think about what is going on in my life right now? Being in the people business, guys, we are huggers. We're nurturers. You know, we're in the business right now, the people business. So when your doors shut down, whether you be a networker or whether you be a group person, you've got to think outside the box. And I'm going to tell you as a friend, I'm going to tell you from my heart right now, because I had Legal Shield in my blood. I had it in my veins. I had it in my heart, but I didn't have it in my head for the last couple of months, because it's really easy to get lost with all the media stuff, whether you're on this side of it, whether you're on that side of it. You know, my poor husband, you know, he didn't know what to do with somebody like me, somebody who was so up. And I'm just encouraging, first step I'm going to tell you is turn the television off. Because if you listen to that crap all day, let me tell you something, your doors are shut for business, because your mind is so powerful. Within your heart, you know what you're supposed to do. You don't know how to deal with that. So the first thing I found I had to do was just stop listening to what was going on around me. And I had to start going back into the relationship business. And I'm telling you all, you've got to think outside the box right now. You know, I am not one of the, you know, I'm a little bit older at 27, 28, whatever the case may be. You know, you got to think, I'm not really great in technology, and I had to educate myself. So I encourage you to all educate yourself. I had to get familiar with LinkedIn. I had to get reunited with Facebook. I had to go back to going back to building relationships. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you quickly about. Whether you be on the group side, you got to think outside the box. You've got to be able to go out there and help people. The first thing I did once I got my head back straightened out, guys, and you all can do it. It's just going to take time and it's going to take discipline. I contacted every single one of my decision makers of the groups I was in. And I thought, although I couldn't be face to face, which was killing me inside, because being all of us people, I had to think, okay, I can't go in there to do employee benefits. They're not going to let me in there. But because of technology, I could go in and I could start doing Zooms, and I could go to meetings. And I called my HR people, and people all had, I think during this time, they all had their life financial pieces in order, but they didn't have their legal. And people were dying, and people were going away to be home with the Lord. And every day we were hearing numbers. And the one thing I said, you know what? Thank God my mom had a will. Thank God John and I had a will. But there were so many people that I sold memberships to that I know today never got their will done. So what I did is I called all my decision makers of my companies. I said, let's do a lunch and learn. They said, Cheryl, you can't come in here. I said, I totally understand. A lot of my people are working at home. I totally understand. But why not order a pizza and send it to an office where they were working? And I did will questionnaires and helped them fill out their wills and their power of attorneys. And I did webinars on getting medical directives done. And once I started doing that, although I was not really face to face with people, I felt in my heart that they were right there, like in front of all of you. So go back into those. I also made sure that all my enrollments that I had, and that's why my numbers were good. I've been able to make in one of the worst economies right now with things really changing, I've been able to make executive director by myself. That's $1,400 premium dollars. And that's a lot of work. But you know what? All my groups, I called them and said, listen, let's go to web enrollments. So we did that. For people who are out there in the networking group, again, we're face-to-face and we want to see people. I got invited and I did more, believe it or not, virtual coffees. People from all over the country I met. Now, I'm going to tell you the one thing that really changed everything, and it's going to change your, once you get your mindset straight, guys, have the daily activity. The only reason I made my numbers was because, although I was going through personal things like a lot of you were going through, do one a day. Don't worry about 2, 3, 4, one a day. By the end of the week, you have 5 or 6 new memberships. And after a while, it starts growing. But the one thing I had to go back to, and I remember Jeremy and Stephanie and so many people of great legacies have told me, and Mr. Moore, Kenneth, we're about relationships. And I had to use social media to start building relationships again. It was kind of like a dating marriage scenario where I had to go back to dating. I had to go back to building these relationships. So at the end, I would have the marriage. Again, I would have the membership. So I'm telling you, it's not about us. It's about people like you, people you know, people who are hurting right now. I started to be able to take off my sales hat and stop sounding really, really salesy. And what I did do was start calling people, and I encourage you, call 3 people a day, guys. Even my husband's so good about doing that. It doesn't even have to be somebody you've talked to. Just let them know you care. Listen to their story. Say, you know what? I wasn't trying to sell them anything. I had people I hadn't talked to in a while, and I learned what I had to do was maybe reach out to their children and say, how are you doing? How is your state doing? I care about you. Sometimes people are in this by themselves, and sometimes they just need one person to talk to. So my thing is, if you do the daily activity like we preach all the time and just go out there and make 3 to 5 calls a day, I'm telling you, before you know it, even when things are really looking like this isn't going to get better, the numbers will appear. And as you can see, Jeremy, the numbers have appeared. And it wasn't because it wasn't in my heart. It's because it wasn't in my head. So screw your head back on. Go out there and help people. Go out there and be one of the best listeners you can. And go back out there and start dating your small businesses. Go out there and dating people you haven't seen in years. And just start building those relationships. And with that, Jeremy, thank you for the time. And I'll turn it back over to you.
I was muted out. I'm sorry. Congrats. Phenomenal. Great job, Cheryl Ann. And, you know, guys, there's so much. I hope you guys took some notes on that, because there's a lot of powerful, powerful, powerful nuggets delivered in that, you know, and Cheryl won't brag on herself, but, you know, she has a lot. Well, you guys hear it every single week, almost every single week for the last 90 days. She's listed at the top of the company, but her team is also listed in the top of the company. And, you know, it's quite a feat to maintain executive director personally, but because of the team, you know, that kicks her up 2 or 3 more levels, you know, instead of just being executive, she's bronze, silver, gold. So congratulations, Cheryl, you're a true champion and tremendous, tremendous nuggets in there. So thank you so much again. moving right along, guys. We're in for another special treat. This is a couple, you know, that's been around in Legal Shield for a minute. They've been there, done that. They've grown massive organizations. They're millionaire club members. They're 6-figure ring earners. But today, right now, their business is exploding. They're taking charge of their business and reaching down deep into organizations and helping new people get paid and promoted. And doing it at a really high rate right now. So please help me welcome from all the way out in Tucson, Arizona. I guess I didn't know they had beaches in Tucson, but that is one gorgeous beach. My good friends, Ray and Linda Rios. Hey, welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings. Buenas noches. Good evening to all. Ray and Linda Rios out of Tucson. Hey, let me tell you that it's 107 degrees today. It's nice and beautiful. We're just missing that beach. So that's why we have it there in the picture. So anyways, you know, we have some great things to share. Yes, 20 years of the company, but Linda and I are honored to be part of the board team. You know, we've gone through ups and downs like everybody else. We've had challenges like everybody else, but we've been consistent, and it's consistent with activity. Not explosive, because we're not that explosive kind of people, even though we talk explosively, right? But I want to hand on the mic to Linda. She's been focused on helping team members, and it's all about helping others. So, Mrs. Rios.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Moore, for having us on this call. Mm-hmm. So, really quick, 15 days ago, I met this young lady over the phone. She wanted the services. And I asked her, do you know anybody that wants to make extra income? And she went ahead and said, you know what? I do. But on all this conversation, she said, I do. I waited 3 days, 4 days, and she didn't call me back. So I texted her and I said, if everything's okay. And she told me yes. And then she just had a surgery. That's why she was not calling me back. So I went ahead and she called me back and said, after that text, she called me back and said, she said, I'm ready to get started. And in one day, she became senior associate. In 15 days, she became manager. Mm-hmm. And it's all because of the belief in the system. And that's all we did. Just keep on with the system. I taught her how to do it. Yesterday, we had 6 brand new associates in the Fast Start class in Espanol. And it's the belief that you have to create in each of the persons that you bring in the business. Because if you just sign them up and just continue and just let them go, no, you have to take one person at a time. I have her on the Zoom call. She speaks Spanish and I'm going to translate for her. If that's okay with you guys, it's good. I told her we're just going to take 3 minutes. And so she can at least talk a little bit about why Legal Shoe is very important to her and how her team is growing. And her name is Maria Ali Garcia de Ramirez. Ali?
Hola, hola. ¿Cómo están todos?
She's saying hi. How are you guys all doing? Ali?
Hola, mira. Bueno, yo aquí empezando este negocio, ¿verdad? Que se me ha ido tan rápido.
And it's been so fast.
Yo ahorita soy ama de casa. Estuve por un tiempo sin trabajar y estoy reiniciando mis actividades ahora con Legal Shield.
And now she's reinstating her life with Legal Shield.
Como comentó ya Linda, ¿verdad? Cuando yo empecé, yo estaba a punto de hacerme una cirugía. Salí de mi cirugía y de ahorita, del tiempo para acá, son 3 semanas que tengo con Legal Shield. Y estoy súper contenta.
So she's saying that she, when she started Legal Shield, she just had a surgery. And she's just been with Legal Shield for three weeks. And she's very excited to be in Legal Shield and working from home.
Yo empecé en mayo 27, exactamente.
She started May 27th.
Y he logrado posiciones tan rápido que ni yo misma me lo creo. La verdad que no sé qué ha pasado con este tiempo, pero todo ha ido tan bien.
She started in May 27th and she really is excited at what's going on. She's getting to know the business.
En estos 3 semanas he brincado casi en un instante a la posición de gerente y he ganado.
She said in these three weeks she has accomplished the manager position and she's very excited about it. And she has
hasta ahorita he ganado la cantidad de $1,284. Imagínenselo en 3 semanas.
In 3 weeks, she has accomplished to earn $1,284. So she's very excited about it.
Estoy muy contenta porque Linda me ha dado un apoyo estupendo, fenomenal, que le tengo tanto agradecimiento por eso.
She said that she's happy because I have mentored her throughout the days until she became a manager, and she's very excited about it.
Y gracias por todo el apoyo y espero seguir haciendo mucho más en esta compañía que apenas estoy empezando a conocer, pero yo sé que hay mucho futuro en esto.
And she said that thank you for helping her out, to being there for her, and that she knows that she has a good future with Legal Shield. Okay, thank you everybody. That's our story.
Gracias.
She said, thank you.
Awesome. Congratulations, Maria. And Linda, that's over $800 in bonuses, correct? Because she fast start class this weekend. So
she has an associate that she's 68 years old, and she calls me every morning and tells me she's going to go and talk to everybody and tell them that this is a good service, and that she don't want them to cancel, because I spoke to her today, and she said if they're going to get the services, she doesn't want them to cancel. They have to keep it to make sure that they keep it. So she's very excited, and I have helped her through the path of Legal Shoe as well as Allie. So we're excited about what's happening in the team in Oklahoma, and believe it or not, in Oklahoma, that's where she lives, and she's excited about it, and they're planning a trip to Oklahoma to the home office with Mr. Doug Bynum. So, oh, and by the way, she's in the team of Mr. Doug Bynum, just in case you didn't know about it, but he's excited about it. I know, sure, he's on the phone, and he's very excited about what's going on with his team. So thank you, everybody. Have a great day, good evening, and don't forget to do your promotion for tonight. Take care, and God bless.
All right. Thank you so much, Linda and Maria. Congratulations. That's awesome. You know, it just speaks to the need for our services. You know, people out there, you know, just and Cheryl Ann, you echoed that as well, as, you know, if you engage people, people are very open and receptive. So we just need to do more of it, you know, to build those relationships. And we'll see you all at the top. But to continue on with the call, we're going to go out to our Spotlight Executive Directors, six-figure ring earners from the great state of Texas, Barbara and Manley Wilson. Hey, guys.
Hello, everybody. It's good to hear all these exciting stories, Cheryl Ann. So excited for your business. And Maria, congratulations. You're kicking it off the right way. And guys, it thrills my heart to see other people on this team doing well. And I know we have one of the best teams in all of Legal Shield. And just to add to that, this last week, I'm going to speak for one of my directors, Miss Judy Hoffman. She's off in Arkansas with her mother, not doing too well in the hospital. But she set me up with a couple of recruits. One was Andy Jernigan. I met with him, who invited Matt, who's on the call tonight. I see him on the screen here earlier. And he brought two more recruits, and we met at a Mexican restaurant here in Austin, Texas. And before the night was through, Andy was an associate with a membership. He turned around and Matt got in as an associate. And then one of Matt's friends, who was sitting across the table from him, actually both of them are considering getting into business, but one of them bought a membership right on the spot. So guys, it's just a matter of getting out there and sharing what we have, guys, and not being you can't do it from home. You got to get out there. And I know Texas a little bit. I know we're getting more. I think we're getting more COVID-19 cases because we're out there a little bit more maybe than the others. But we're excited about the growth of this company. And I want to go out to, he was going to be our guest speaker tonight. We'll have him on next week, but I do want to have him share. He's had some success too in his business recently, and a little bit about his story. And that's Mr. Chuck Browning, one of our up and coming, he is a director and on his way to senior director and beyond. So Chuck, if you would add to that, we appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Manley. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out which one of your boats we're going to take the next trip on. That's what I was trying to figure out, but behind you there. You know, sometimes it's kind of like an old George Gobel joke, and I'm dating myself, but sometimes you feel like the world's a tuxedo and you're a pair of brown shoes. But I am excited. I've got a couple on my team. They're about $34 away from being manager, and I really believe, I know the company's pushing for that manager position and be the focal point and that jumping off point. For young leaders, I'm excited. My son, he's been in the business almost since I started. Hasn't done quite a bit, but he made a sale this weekend. I think that sale, his organization's done over $600 in premiums. Going to put him at manager, so that's exciting. And you know, we've been in Performance Club the last 8 months. You know, but the thing we need to add is the recruiting. And I just want to share a quick story. You know, I always think about McDonald's. And, you know, the Ray Kroc got a call to sell 8 milkshake machines to the McDonald's brothers out in California. And he thought, I've got to go see these people if they need 8 milkshake machines. And he gets there, and there's a little tiny restaurant, but these people had a system, and this system worked. And they had it down pat. And they plugged their people into this system. The only problem was they only had one outlet. And I think one of the things that I've done, and sometimes we get caught up in, is putting out the hamburgers and not creating the outlets. And that's what we have to do. And so Ray Kroc saw that, and he said, you've got to go out there, and you've got to create outlets. And we've got to recruit, and we've got to recruit. And not only do we have this system that duplicates, but we got to duplicate ourselves. You know, and we have the tremendous leadership. What a tremendous team. What servant leaders we have. I mean, from Barbara and Manley and Jeremy and Stephanie, I mean, it's unreal. Our story is not anything to write about, but I could write a book about our servant leaders. I really could. And each week on these calls, we get such nuggets of great inspiration. And sometimes, you know, it's we got to hear it from somebody different. We got to hear it a different way, you know. And we go to conferences and we go to briefings and we go to Super Saturdays and we're on phone calls and stuff. But all of a sudden, somebody says that one thing. And that one thing makes a difference. And I really believe Swan and I have heard that. We are not where we're going. We want to be yet, but we will be. And as Cheryl Ann said in the beginning, it's the activity. Every time I talk to Jeremy and I'm going this and this and this, and Jeremy goes, Chuck, it's the activity. You got to do the activity. And he's right. And it's that one thing, it's those exposures. So if you keep your attitude right and you keep doing your exposures and you take on that Ray Kroc mentality of building those outlets, then you're going to be all right, and we're going to get there. And I'm excited about being part of the Wilson team. I'm excited about being part of the Moore team. And, hey, the best is yet to come. Thanks, Manley.
Thank you, Chuck. I look forward to hearing from you next week. And great words of great nuggets taken from each and every one of you tonight. And as we end up here in the last 3 or 4 minutes, you know, in order for us to succeed, we must first believe that we can succeed. Is that not true? We first have to believe it more than anybody else. And, you know, the act of recruiting is a process. It's not an event. You know, the act of recruiting, it takes 7 to 8 exposures for someone, any of us, to make a decision on anything. And yet sometimes we run out there, or our new recruit does, and they only share 3 or 4 or 5 people, and they get no's, and now they're defeated. You know, it is a process. It takes a while for someone, especially someone like me. When I had a job, I just happened to be sick and tired at the time. But most people have to get there. Maybe they're not there yet when you're sharing that information. And we need to keep that in mind. You know, if you're very part-time, like I was in the business working 65 hours a week, you need to put 3 to 5 people at least on these daily Zooms. 3 to 5. Even very part-time, you can do that. That's enough that you can still follow up with them and do a good job of bringing them on to the next side of that. And then if you're full-time like me, you need 8 to 10 at minimum, 8 to 10 new ones every day, because you've got a whole day to follow up with them and have the time, the 24 hours to do that. You know, develop patience. I've learned to develop patience with my team. It's always good to know what their why is when you start. Spend that time with them, not just worrying about making a commission or getting them on your team, but spend some time with them so you know how much time they can put into this and what their why is, so that you won't be disappointed if they're not coming up to the standard you thought you thought they were going to. You know, and always keep the door open with your team. You know, always be there when they're ready to make that next move, especially if they're part-time. It's important. I know sometimes my team didn't move as fast as I want. I'm sure I didn't move as fast for Jeremy as he wanted me to as well. But I did it on my terms, and we all have to do that. We all have to do it at our pace, you know. And then the business is lifelike. You know, you plant, you cultivate, and you harvest. And guys, we're in the best business in America. The only thing that's lacking is more of us going out and do a little bit more. If all of us just picked up the pace and did one more exposure every day, just all of us that's on this call, one more exposure today, tomorrow, and the next day, our business will explode within the first 90 days going forward. Guys, I appreciate you. I'm going to cut it off here at this point. We're at the end of the day here, but Jeremy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Thank you for allowing us to share. It's great to hear all these stories. It pumps me up every time I hear somebody else's success. God bless each of you.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Wilson. And guys, what a great call we had tonight. So much powerful. We had a little bit of everything. We had inspiration. We had motivation. We had the how-tos and so forth. So great call. Congratulations. And thank you all for you guys that participated. These calls are being recorded so that you can redirect your new team members back to these calls, and they have been archived. And, you know, I'm not shy to say, you know, we've had phenomenal training over the last 4 months or so. And that collection of trainings, you go back to them over and over and over again. Matter of fact, somebody did a remarkable job. I see him. He's in the lower left-hand corner of my screen right now. And his business just continues. It hasn't slowed down. It keeps building more and more and more momentum. Dave Hall, do you have anything you'd like to share, Ed, before we close out tonight?
You know what? Congratulations on all the success everyone's having. Right now is an awesome, awesome time to be building this business. I know here in Utah, we're going back to live events this week. We have our business briefing this week, and we're doing a hybrid. It's going to be live for those who want to come. It's going to be streamed for those who are not ready to come out. And I'm excited to see this, but I've built two new executive directors during this time. They've never been to a live event. One of them, I asked him to present at the business briefing this week. He's now, what is that again? I'm like, I know you're a bronze executive director. You're now going to present for the first time at a business briefing this week. But it's going to be interesting over the next few months to figure out what is our new norm out there. But here's the most important thing to keep in mind. Activity matters most. Activity matters most. There's not a right or wrong of doing it live, doing it web, doing B2B, doing group, doing networking. There's not a right or wrong. As you can see, you heard from people on the call today, they've done a little of this, a little of that, but they're still in the top 10 in the company for whatever they're doing. The fact is they're doing something. And even if you're doing it wrong, get out there and do something, because eventually you'll start to figure out through activity what to do. You'll fine tune it. You'll duplicate yourself, and you'll make a heck of a lot of money. I look forward to seeing y'all at the top. Back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Thank you so much for that input, Mr. Hall. Guys, I think everything that's needed to be said has been said this evening. So I'll just close it out with the most important thing. It is always keep God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third. And we'll see you all at the top. God bless you all. Have a phenomenal week.